So what are your memories of summer then, as a child?
Well, swimming in the various swimming holes, the rivers, would depend on what the favorite swimming hole depended on what the spring floods had done to the river, and it would sometimes gouge out a nice hole to swim in. Or
what were some of your favorite spots?
There was a pool opposite the top notch on the mountain road, where it was fairly dependable because one side of the river was raw, was just a rock ledge, and the water couldn't do much to that. But it would usually had a fairly deep hole there that you could swim in. In the West Branch, are you familiar with the West Branch and the East Branch? In the West Branch, there was usually a suitable hole, which is in part of what's now the Mayo Farm near the Riverbank Cemetery. There's a Sterling Brook. Yeah, I had an excellent swimming hole, which I think is probably private property now. I don't know. But it would depend where the swimming was available. Usually take our bikes and go there. A few of us had jobs in the cemetery, particularly before Memorial Day. The job of trimming, clipping the grass around all of the monuments is now done by trimmers. We got 25 cents an hour for that.
And who hired you for that?
The cemetery commission. My mother was a member of the commission, and may have influenced, but there wasn't a great demand for that job, particularly at first. If you didn't think about wearing gloves, you'd end up the day with blisters in your hands from the grass shears.
Now I heard this or read this story about the giant trout that your brother Richard caught in the West Branch River.
Mm-hmm.
So did you do a lot of fishing, or is that something that you would do with your family?
Fish more for dace in the little ponds on the meadow, where we could just go down on the meadow and with worms and I don't think we had real fish bowls, but you could take a branch of a tree and tie a string on it and put a hook on it and worms. We didn't do anything with the dace except sometimes bring them home in pails and put them in the bathtub for a while to watch them until a certain pressure to get rid of them developed.
So tell me about your brother catching the fish, though. What do you remember about that day?
The whole family, it was probably a Sunday, drove up to somewhere on the West Branch. I don't remember exactly where it was. I would probably have to walk the river to identify it. And the river has probably changed a lot since then. There was a pool with some overhanging branches, tree. This is where the river had sort of dug under the bank. It was sort of an ideal situation, with a sort of a sandy gravel beach on the opposite side of the river where you could fish from. My mother was keeping an eye on me, Richard and me, at that point, and I don't think I was probably much into fishing then. And my father had, with Robert, had gone on down the river to fish in a different place. And Richard had hooked this trout and began backing up onto the beach and pulling it in. we realized it was not a usual trout. I guess I was worried about whether it might get off the hook, and just went into the water and shoved it up onto the gravel so that because we didn't have a net, as which would have been the best the way to handle it. And got rather excited, and I went on down the river to tell Dad to come back and see this fish.
How big was it?
I think it was 19 inches and 3 pounds and 9 ounces or something like that. And as Dad was pretty excited, and we stopped fishing, and we took it around to show it to various people. He knew would be interested. And then we began to hear stories that people that had fished along there knew that there was a fish in there that they'd been trying to catch for years, I guess. We kept it on ice, and there was a taxidermist in Glover, Vermont. I can remember riding a long ways in the car to take the fish to the taxidermist, who made a model and mounted it. And it, Richard had it with him for a long time, for many years. Finally, it deteriorated. He just discarded it. It was mounted on a board with a glass dome over it, which we had in the house for years. But I guess it was one of the biggest trout that had been caught around there.